CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. More than 280 people have died after a 7.5 magnitude earthquake hit northeastern Afghanistan, affecting Pakistan, India, and Tajikistan. The bulk of the casualties were reported from Pakistan. Officials are warning the death toll would rise as rescue workers rush to the remote areas where communications have been cut off. In the most severely affected areas of Pakistan, officials said at least 154 deaths have been confirmed alone in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province. In Afghanistan, 12 schoolgirls were killed in a crush while they were trying to escape from the building. Three other provinces also reported at least 52 deaths in total. China and the Netherlands are vowing to boost cooperation in the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative and the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. The remarks come as Chinese President Xi Jinping met with visiting Dutch King Willem-Alexander in Beijing. The Netherlands is one of the 57 prospective founding members of the AIIB. President Xi called for both sides to maintain the sound momentum of cooperation in marine transportation and seek cooperation in more areas such as finance, air transportation, agriculture, and new energy. The two leaders also agreed to boost exchanges in the fields of coping with climate change, culture, education, sports, and panda protection. The Dutch King also vowed to promote trade and personnel exchanges between the EU and China, since the Netherlands will take the EU's rotating presidency in the first half of next year. King Willem-Alexander and Queen Maxima are currently on their first state visit to China since the king ascended the throne 2 years ago. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang will pay an official visit to South Korea and attend the sixth trilateral summit meeting between China, Japan, and South Korea. His visit to the country is scheduled from October 31st to November 2nd. It is also Li Keqiang's first visit to South Korea as Premier of China. He is scheduled to hold talks with President Park Geun-hye, meet with other leaders, and attend activities on economic cooperation and people-to-people ties. Top nuclear envoys for the six-party talks on dismantling North Korea's nuclear program will meet in South Korea this week. The meeting in Seoul has been confirmed by the Foreign Ministry in the South. Delegates from China, the U.S., Russia, and Japan will gather for the Multilateral Forum on the Northeast Asia Peace and Cooperation Initiative meetings scheduled to be held in Seoul on Wednesday. The South Korean Foreign Ministry says its counterparts in North Korea has yet to confirm participation in the dialogue. The six-party talks have been stalled since 2009, following a dispute over the failed launch of a satellite by North Korea. Leaders from 11 European countries have agreed on a 17-point plan to cooperate on managing flows of migrants along the Western Balkans route. They agreed on Sunday that 100,000 places should be made available at reception centers along the route from Greece to Germany, half of them in Greece and half in countries to the north. The leaders have also agreed that the EU border agency Frontex would step up activity on the Greek-Macedonian border to ensure people trying to cross are registered. The International Organization for Migration says more than 680,000 migrants and refugees have crossed to Europe by sea so far this year. China has successfully sent the Tianhui-1C mapping satellite into orbit. The satellite was launched on Monday from the northwestern province of Gansu aboard a Long March 2D carrier rocket. Tianhui-1C is the third satellite in the Tianhui-1 series. It will be used for scientific experiments, land resource surveys, mapping, crop yield estimation, and disaster relief. The University of Oxford is seeking to recruit experienced talents as visiting scholars from China and the rest of the Asia-Pacific region. The school's vice-chancellor, Ralph Waller, promoted a special program in Beijing on Monday, which aims to attract senior personnel in education and business, as well as entrepreneurs. China provides the second largest number of foreign students at Oxford, following the U.S. A U.S. judge on Monday ordered a psychiatric evaluation for an Oklahoma woman accused of causing a deadly crash at an Oklahoma State University parade. Adesir Chamber allegedly drove a car into the parade over the weekend, killing four and injuring dozens. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.